Hello, this is not what I'm showing. Sorry. I literally walked in the door, I've had a beer, so size off, I'm finished. Okay. What I want to talk about is using SketchUp. Anybody here use SketchUp? One or two. You know those really cool buildings in Google Earth? You know the ones you zoom in and you have a look and go, ooh, that looks really cool. SketchUp is the package that does that. Excuse me, didn't bring my beer up with me, that was a mistake. When whoever's up next, take your beer with you, it's much healthier. SketchUp is a 3D drawing package. The best thing about it is it's set dead easy. Then we've got a basic building outline footprint. There's a 3D block. Using maths, using geometry. Get proportion. If I want to, I can put any of the materials on this. In fact, what we'll do first of all is draw the roof. So we do this with first and second years. What they do is get the basic outline shape. We can then take basic pencil shape, find the midpoints, take it across, find the midpoints, it's in there somewhere. See, this modern technology is terrible. Phones ringing, and pull the roof up. Okay? I want to put a door in. So I'll just spin it around. As you can imagine, kids love this. They just take it off. They just go. Do a push-pull, push the door in. Put a window in. Let's put a window in, let's push-pull. Put it in like that. And actually, I could copy and paste, I'm just going to draw a different one in there. Push-pull. Make it the same distance. Now, the materials, let's put the roof on, put this kind of roof on. Made it a bit small, so the material looks a bit big. But the best part is I can then get the stuff with translucent. Let's go into the translucent materials. Let's look at the windows in. And the fact that the kids can actually spin this round and see inside their house. Now, unfortunately, the SECC doesn't seem to be allowing me to connect. It says free public Wi-Fi.
SECC, bottom one.
Sorry?
Bottom one?
Yeah. That's why. Because we use this as a basis for an international project. We worked with three schools. Very similar to Miss Arafat Ministry, connecting the schools in Australia and New Zealand around the world. But the schools we worked with, one was in Georgia, in Monroe County, so I'm from Isla High School, so it was. Yes, connect, please. Thank you. Ask me later. This is Internet Explorer 9. I'm having a play. Stick to Firefox. stick to Firefox. We worked with two schools. One in Georgia, one in Valencia. We got the kids locally to draw a building. And I mean draw as in sketch. Take sizes. Place these on a wiki, which I'm trying to bring up. Place these on a wiki. And I use Wiki Spaces. Don't want to advertise, but my wiki of choice. You may have others. You're open to use them. And the kids in Georgia had to draw the building in 3D. The advantages. I wasn't asking the kids to do it. I was asking the kids to do it for someone else. It makes a huge difference. They're then taking responsibility. They feel responsibility of communicating with someone else in the world. They are then connecting to that person by showing them what you need to do. So here we go, I'm signed in already. And Monroe. So we're working with Monroe County in Georgia. I connected with Monroe County via Twitter. Joe, okay. So I used Twitter to connect to the superintendent of Monroe County to put me in touch with one particular teacher. As you can see, I've got one or two wikis. I've used them a lot. They're very, very useful. And the Valencia School come in via Twitter as well. So there's lots of connections being made internationally. I've just done a Twilight session. The Twilight session, one of the questions asked, how did you connect to these people? Well, through Twitter. So what we did was we put up the signs. The kids created this. They said, to do, it's a very unusual site in Isla. That was as bad as the snow got last year. Sorry guys, we're living in the mainland, we're all laughing. Oh, it's so funny. The kids had to take pictures. They put person in to give a sense of scale. They then asked the kids in Georgia, side there, put the kids in Georgia. They even found historical pictures, including the Maggie. Who remembers the Maggie? Little Ewing comedy. Fantastic film. Where they had the picture in the background. The kids in America, in Monroe County, they put up a train depot. So you can just imagine the cowboys riding around that, can't you? It's now the historical museum. Originally they put the measurements in feet and then realised that they have to be converted, so they brought in maths, they brought in communication. They had conversations via various means. You can have discussions within the page. Then there's the Valencia. Oh, what people they were. Wait to see what they asked their kids to draw. Okay, they didn't have to draw the bull. That was okay. But, as you can imagine, but I was thinking, how do I tell the kids this? I would be shit scared of drawing this as well. The kids just went for it. They went for it big time. And they succeeded. Now, I've just discovered in my Twilight lesson that the video that I was going to show in that publicity has been taken off, which I was a bit disappointed over during my presentation. It now takes me to a, sorry, that been removed page. The joys of the internet, I would say. It's gone. No longer there. So, they learned the skills of 3D sketching. They brought in maths. They brought in communication skills. They brought in self-confidence. Let's be trendy and mention all the right buzzwords. They developed skills of communication. We've said that once. Thank you very much, you've saved me. Communicate with others outside your school. It's an amazing difference it makes to motivation. Thank you.